Melville.
My lady.
I don't want any unseemly gossip in the lane. Please ensure that you send someone discreet for the police.
The Honourable Ronald Adair, second son of the Earl of Maynooth, Governor of Queensland. Fashionable Park Lane address, known in the best society, member of all the right clubs.
And missing most of his aid.
Thank you, Constable, I do have eyes.
Is the doctor here yet?
No, Inspector.
Well, why the devil not?
I don't know, sir. Shall I try to find out?
What a good idea. Why don't you?
I tell you, he did himself in. Stands to reason.
Oh, yes. Then where's the gun?
They're in the room, of course. They just haven't found it yet. They will. You wait. We'll hang about here for a couple of months.
Very amusing. Now, move along. There's nothing to see here. Unless any of you lot have clapped eyes on a police surgeon.
Can't even find their own people.
Come on, you heard me. Nothing to see. Move along. You too, if you please, sir. Unless you've business in the building.
Oh, well, no, Constable. Not as such.
Well, then I'm sorry, but I must ask you to clear the area. You understand, sir?
Yes, 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 of course.
Dr. Watson.
Hi. Lestrade, good morning.
It's all right, Sacker. This gentleman's a friend of mine. Good morning to you, Doctor. How are you?
I'm in reasonable health, thank you, Lestrade.
Good, good. What brings you here?
I'm afraid it's the same thing that brought those others. Sheer curiosity.
You saw it in the papers, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
I thought it would get out. The loyalty of servants, eh? How much have they got?
Enough to be intriguing. Locked room, no weapon, no motive. Can you tell me any more?
Well, actually, Doctor, look, I wonder if you'd mind doing me a favor.
Good God.
Quiet.
Has he been moved at all?
Not an inch.
The entrance wound is just above the right eye. The exit. Have you found the bullet?
Here.
Yes, I thought so. Soft nose revolver bullet. Filthy things. They mushroom out when they hit. Where was it?
In the wooden panelling. Just there.
So, he was sitting at his desk.
Or standing by it.
Yeah. He'd been working on these papers, presumably. May I?
Be my guest.
Thank you. Hardy, Murray, Jenkinson, St. Simon, and a list of figures. Any idea what it's all about?
Not yet. Can you tell when he died?
Not accurately. 9 or 10 hours ago, possibly.
He got in from his club just before 10 and came straight up here. His mother had the door broken in at 11:30. I was hoping you could pin down the time of death a bit more precisely.
I'm afraid not. Had there been any callers? Did he see anyone?
No to both questions. According to the butler, he locked this door behind him and never came out.
There's talk of suicide.
Then where's the weapon? Not a chance. I do hate a messy murder, especially when it's impossible.
The door to the room was locked on the inside, and although the window was open a fraction, there were no signs that anyone had entered or left by that way. It's at least 20 feet above the road, and there's a flower bed directly below. It wasn't disturbed at all.
Could the shot have been fired from outside the house, perhaps from the park opposite?
No, sir. A revolver's not accurate enough over that sort of distance. And in any case, my men found several people who were in or near the area at the time in question. None of them heard a shot.
I've known him for years. He's a conventional enough young chap. Quiet, you know, unemotional. Fond of cards, of course, but there's nothing wrong with that. He played a hell of a game, too. I shall miss him.
Yes, he was a good friend. We were card partners, have been for some time. Ronald was a first-rate sort. As honest as the day's long. Not an enemy in the world.
Yes, I played against young Adair often enough.
With what results, Sir John?
The cards usually fell fairly equally, I'd say.
I have here a statement given to the police by another member of the back.